Time to cozy up inside on rainy nights now that we have rolled into November and a new time change. Don't get too relaxed though, as it was 1 year ago this week that we survived the great windstorm of 2022. Our memories sometimes run short regarding weather phenomena, so allow me to remind you of that chilly November windstorm which, in many areas, plunged us into darkness for almost 3 days. The wind reached gusts of 47 kilometers per hour, knocking out power all over the Sunshine Coast. All this rain has me thinking I should vocalize last winter's regrets out loud, in case someone out there needs to hear this. Many things I had been putting off came back to haunt me during the outages last year. That power bank battery I haven't used since last vacation? Would have absolutely loved a few rounds of charge for my phone and flashlight. That tarp I threw over patio furniture to keep the rain off? Still haven't found it, or most of the smaller items left on my deck. Our green bin was gone with the wind. That errand I was supposed to run to Park Road Automotive to refill our propane tanks? I was forced to discover how important hot water is in my life, and lament the absent privilege of using our barbecue to heat things. Erratic questions popped up, like have they invented USB-powered space heaters yet? And how on earth did we blow through all those tea light candles on that darn essential oil burner? What a wake-up call. If I have triggered your anxiety and you are already frantically Googling the decibel rating of the cheapest power generators that exist within our current technology, I may have a more practical way to help you prepare for this winter. The Elphinstone Community Association is having their public meeting at Frank West Hall 7 p.m. on Wednesday, November 15. Their guest speaker is Nancy Hughes, who coordinates the Emergency Management Program for the SCRD. Nancy's presentation will cover topics such as both minor and major emergency events here in Area E, speedy evacuations, home assessments, ready-to-go bags, and the Voyant Alert System. She will also review the official emergency plans put in place by the SCRD, the Town of Gibsons, and District of Sechelt. At this meeting you can ask some questions, get answers, and tackle that nagging anxiety head-on. And hey, if nothing else, it pays to know your neighbors in an emergency. Come refresh your mind for the storms ahead, and refresh your soul over decaf coffee and baked treats with your local neighborhood community association. I would love to hear feedback, take suggestions on topics, and hear from all 3,883 residents of Elphinstone. Email me at hello.elphinstone@gmail.com.